You know what a snowball is?
Wait a minute.
Dear Gussie. Yes, I love that sound.
Wait a minute. Haunt Cub. Where does Gussie come from?
That's what Big Fatty says.
Okay.
Big Fatty, what? He says, Dear Gussie.
Well, I was concerned.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Where does Gussie come from?
That's what Big Fatty says.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 977 of the BFO for Friday, the 28th of October, 2011. Y'all, coming up... Coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Big Fatty, you've just wasted the time with mouth noises. Hello, Nuff Nuffs. Big Fatty, what the hell is a Nuff Nuff? Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, That is a secret. That is a secret between me and my straight boyfriend. And perhaps that little Ozzy Battler gets it. And maybe Arthur. Arthur may get it too. But y'all, evidently it's some sort of code word. Code word from the future. Dear Gussie Big Fatty, Nuff Nuff. It sounds like something of what people say when they're asked, What do you think of Big Fatty's show? Nuff Nuff! Big Fatty! Y'all, I am poopy. I'm not poopy. Y'all, I gotta tell you something. Just had a gentleman caller leave, and y'all, this was a gentleman caller who hasn't been over here in months. In months, and Miss Kitty will be very jealous because, y'all, it was the big A. And I do mean big. Big Fatty, please, we are having Cheerios, dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, just out of the blue. Out of the blue. Hey, Big Fatty, I'd like to come by and see you. Bring it. Bring it on, dear sweet Gussie Mac Mussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, Thursday morning, I'm getting ready to go to the coal mine. I'm in the sure, and I get out, and I have toweled myself down, and y'all, the electricity goes just like that, and y'all, it went off for just a second, and of course all the digital clocks beep 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 beep, you know, 12 o'clock, Big Friday is beep 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 beep, Big Friday is 12 o'clock, beep beep, and I had to go and I had to fix all of them, and y'all, then the TiVo, of course, had to reset itself, and y'all, it got stuck on the startup screen, and I couldn't wait any longer on it, so y'all, I came home from the coal mine on Thursday afternoon, and y'all, it was still stuck on that screen, and I went, well, dear Gussie, and y'all, so I unplugged it and plugged it right back in, and it still got stuck there, and then I said, then my gentleman caller came, Big Fatty, please, people are not, they've had enough of that. And I unplugged it for a couple of minutes. I thought, well, you know, and I reached around in the back and made sure all the cords and the cable card and all of that were properly connected, and y'all, then I plugged it back in, and y'all, it's reset itself, so I don't know what it was, well, I do know what it was the power surge, so now, y'all, I can log out of my, y'all, that is a Chuck-a-fill, y'all, I didn't have, for my brofkas, y'all, I had a donut, and it was left over from yesterday because Larry Clyde taught me into going to this donut shop called Donut. Big Fatty, what a lovely name for a donut shop. Y'all, I bought this. What do you call those things? It's not a crawler. It's big. It's not a bear claw. It's a big old fritter. It's a fritter is what it is. And y'all, it was the apple fritter with Bafran in it. And y'all, it was good. But y'all, it was twice the size it needed to be, and it was four times the cost it needed to be. But anyway, I ate it, and y'all, I was just yesterday, and y'all, I had also bought me a salty caramel apple donut, and so y'all, I brought it home, and I had it this morning. Y'all, it wasn't very salty at all. I should have just taken the when it rains, it pours, taking that little girl and just shook her all over my donut, but it didn't. Y'all, it wasn't very good, and then I had me a bagel. And I quite frankly, I went and I had my coffee, of course, because you know you've got to have that to assist in the morning constitution. Big Fatty, please don't tell us about your Declaration of Independence either. And by independence, you mean independs. Big Fatty, that's a good one. What did I do? So I had that, and y'all, you know, I've got to have protein. Big Fatty, we're not talking about gentlemen call us again, are we? No. I've got to have some protein in the morning. I just wasn't feeling it. And y'all, I needed to run by the bank because, you know, the horror group, I had some money I had to deposit for the horror group. And y'all, there was a wreck and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, I got me a Chick-a-Fil and some nuggets. And y'all, it was like a shot of energy. A shot of energy, y'all. It was just a shot of energy. And y'all, I got a lot done in the coal mine today. Now, if you ask old Vader, he'll say, "Oh, Big Fatty, whoa!" But y'all, it caused a lot of bodily noises, and I thought I was gonna drive Larry Clark crazy because y'all, I was. You know, all day long, and y'all, I thought he was gonna kill me. I thought he was gonna kill me, but he didn't. And what was I gonna say after that? But anyway, y'all, I'm glad I had a shot of protein. Baby, please, 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 it's just vulgar. Y'all, after I recorded the little show yesterday, y'all, I went by the Vonsies. Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you? Huh? Y'all, and y'all, it's a long receipt. It is a long receipt, y'all. Y'all have spent $63.75. Y'all, I needed to spend $63.75. But y'all have saved $27.63. Y'all, the penny coupon was a jar of the Von's East peanut butter, which, of course, is one serving for some people. But y'all, they had the Triscuits on sale. Let's see, what else did they have? They had, they had the different solid dressings, 10 for a dollar. Y'all, I couldn't believe that, so I bought a couple of those. Y'all, I got some poke skins. Y'all, they had the good celery sticks on sale. These are the ones that are already cut for you and everything. I usually don't get those because they're expensive, but y'all, they were on sale, so I got those. And y'all, I'm gonna dip them in my peanut butter. You knew that was coming. Y'all, I got something called a ghostly goodie. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, it's evidently something from up there around who is that? That's that Gavin. That Gavin, the stick it with a poke. You know, the ghostly goodie is made by that Tasty Cake. And y'all, it's some kind of dark chocolate. It's some sort of coconut patty or coconut cake covered in dark chocolate. Y'all, I couldn't pass it up. They had the good Bafran. Y'all, they had the pizza rolls. Y'all, I feel like a gourmet. An absolute gourmet. They had the good sourdough bread. And the stufas. Y'all, the stufas was on sale, 4 for $10. Y'all, normally they're over $3 a piece. I got me some breakfast sausages. and some country ham, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, much like at the beginning of today's show, who you heard, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T either. No, Big Freddy, and I bet he likes country ham and red eye gravy, dear Gussie. Y'all, maybe I'll make me some grits this weekend. I don't know. We'll see. And y'all, I was about out of apple snack, and thank goodness they had it on sale. So I got me some apple snack and some green beans. Y'all, I tried the sweet Sue chicken and dumplings in a can a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago. And y'all, it just wasn't good. It wasn't good. So y'all, I'm trying the Dentymore chicken and dumplings to see if that will... If that will quench my chicken and dumpling desires. And then I got some milk, y'all. And I was waiting in the line, and this lady who is one of the managers, she's always been very helpful and always speaks to Big Freddy. Hi, Big Freddy. And y'all, I don't know what her name is from Adam. Although I'm pretty sure her name is not Adam. But anyway, she was running the register, and then she ran. There was some woman wanted some sort of frozen orange juice or something. I don't know what it was. And then she had to run back to the freezer case. And then there was a one of the checkers came and started checking out some more groceries. And then she came back with the frozen orange juice, and the woman paid. And then there was another woman in front of me. But the woman who wanted the frozen orange juice didn't want all the frozen orange juice that she brought up there, so she had to take it back to the freezer section. And y'all, as she came by me, she whispered in my ear, she goes, "Go over to lane number 7 and start unloading." Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar! So y'all, that's what I did. I went over to lane 7 and started unloading. And y'all, there wasn't a checker there, and I'm sure people walked by and said, look at that crazy man there. He is unloading on a line where there's no checker. And y'all, I just, I'm sure people thought I was batshit crazy. They probably said, oh, I wonder if he is related to that Kathy Bacon. And sure enough, she came right over to aisle number 7, and she checked me right out. And y'all, it was lovely. Oh, it was just lovely. So, anyway, that was good. That was good. And, y'all, then, on my way home from the Von's East, I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, and there was a card in there, y'all. And speaking of Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all, it is also, y'all, it's from the Iron Mountain Tunnel, from the Black Hill, the Black Hills of South Dakota. And y'all, it's some sort of, there's a big rock, and there's some people's heads carved in it. I'm sure these are important people, but anyway, y'all, they're rockheads. They're the rockheads. So anyway, and y'all, she has once again sealed the card with the cellophane tape, as expected. It says here on what does that say? That doesn't say own it all, Big Freddy. It says one. Y'all, poor Big Freddy. One of the many drive-through tunnels on Iron Mountain Roads. Oh no, on Iron Mountain Roads Road forms a natural frame for Mount Rushmore. Y'all, that must be old Rushmore on there. That's good old Rockhead Rushmore. A truly scenic route through the heart of the hills with winding curves and a thrilling view, dear Gussie. And y'all, it says, Big Freddy, I am not sure, but you really need to see this in person to call yourself an American, or maybe not. You know, I am not afraid to waste a stamp or two, and my duty to America is to keep the U.S. Postal Service in operation, or the only thing separating me from that gravel pit across the street will be a small gas station. Y'all, I don't have any idea what that means. I don't know what it means, y'all. She's evidently, she lives across the street from a gravel pit. I don't know. It does not say that on the other card. Must follow rules. What does that say? Please do not rely. Oh, it says, please do not write below this line. Space reserved for the Postal Service. Y'all, it didn't say that on the other card. So, well, Miss Kathy, thank you for sending the picture of Rock Face Rushmore, and that's lovely. It's just lovely. And y'all, I wish I could get this cellophane tape off so I could wrap some crema presents with it, but I can't. I just can't do it, y'all. I just can't. I cannot do it. No, Big Freddy, you can't do it. Now move forward, y'all. Did you know that Thursday was National Run Over a Gingerbread Day? Yes, it was. And y'all, somebody evidently got the message because they almost ran over the gingerbread. And y'all, I believe he filled his pillow pants with shot. And anyway, but y'all, did you know Thursday was also, what was I going to say? Oh, it was National Potato Day. And y'all, you know that there will be a big celebration out there in the Walnut Hills for the National Potato Day. Because y'all, we all know that the Vons, loves a potato. And y'all, there was even chatter on the Twitter. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Chatter on the Twitter. Maybe it was Twitter on the chatter. But anyway, I don't know what I was going to say now. Oh, the Vons, and Myron. And Myron, y'all, they are turning National Potato Day into a long weekend. And y'all, they began on Thursday, and I believe they were drinking vodka because it is made from the potatoes. And y'all, they will go through until All Saints Day next Tuesday, and y'all, I believe that perhaps liquid potatoes are being transmitted intravenously. Big Fatty, is that even a word? And y'all, I'm sure I'm sure on the weekend update, y'all, on that weekend update that the Vons, that weekend update that the Vons does, y'all, I tell you, the thing I love more than anything else is when you hear them in the background say, oh dear God, see, no, they don't say that. They say, fuck you, no, I don't want it, no, fuck you. Y'all, I wish some of that would just go. I wish we didn't have to wait until the Monday show, which comes out very late on Monday, which is really Tuesday show. But y'all, I just love those little children that she brings in to tell her to fuck off. It really is one of my favorite things, y'all. I just giggle like a schoolgirl, and people in my office, they go, Big Fatty, is it the weekend update? And I say, yes, it is. And they say,
where does Gussie come from?
That's what Big Fatty says.
Okay, Big Fatty, that's enough. We've had enough.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.